Dexy's Midnight Runners ramping up that set of music. From their 1982 album, To Rye A, which guess what song came from that? Guess. What other Dexy's Midnight, what only Dexy's Midnight Runners song do you know? Yeah. Come on, Eileen came from that album, but I went with the Van Morrison cover because I love A, that song. B, I love their cover of that song. Jackie Wilson said, hey, before the Dexy's, Haircut 100 from Pelican West, which that might have been the third single I played. It wasn't Boy Meets Girl or Favorite Shirts. I went with A Fantastic Day from 1982. Speaking of 1982, I don't know if you got that theme of what's going on. I'm just playing albums from 1982 right now. Like if we could do a flashback to 1982 and find a radio station that played the mix that the Moxster is playing tonight, you'd be like, dude, this is awesome. Because, A, it's not just like top 40, and it's not just the hits. I'm digging around. Split Ends from A Time and Tide gave us 6 months in a Leaky Boat. And Squeeze started off the entire set from Sweets from a Stranger. 1982, if you want to know when that album came out, I'll tell you. Black Coffee in Bed. Which gets us here. We're actually just maybe just past the top of the hour. Maybe. Which might mean it's time for me to do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Yeah, it's just past 11, and that's what we do around 11. Let you know some things going on around town, some shows, some cultural events. So let me figure out if I can tell you some of those things. So let's look what's going on. Let's see the date. It's all early June, so I can make this happen. 820 Liberty Gallery is actually showing Simply Divine. It's a retrospective of Danny Divine. It's a program showcasing the thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. It's going on now through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. Hey, don't forget about this. It's summertime, so Cinema in the Parks is happening. Yeah, Pittsburgh City Parks is presenting its annual Movie in the Parks Summer Fest. I'll tell you some shows coming up, some movies coming up, like in July at Schenley Park. Won't You Be My Neighbor, Spider-Man, Snake Eyes, over at Schenley Plaza on Sundays, the SpongeBob movie, Peter Rabbit 2, Clifford the Big Red Dog, and Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville on Fridays is having Luca, American Underdog, Paw Patrol. If you want more on like when the shows are, go to pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Also, just kicking off this weekend is the Fiber Art International 2022. It's the 24th in the series of juried exhibitions held right here in Pittsburgh that is open to textile artists worldwide. Yeah, the exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber that documents trends and innovations in the field. The exhibition includes innovative work rooted in traditional fiber material structure, processes, and history, as well as art that explores unexpected relationships between fiber and other creative disciplines. There will be no Musilex in this show, guaranteed. Fiber Art International will be displayed now through August 20th at two locations, the Brew House Association on 21st Street on the south side and the Contemporary Craft on Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, fiberartinternational.org. And I'm just going to ad-lib this one. It's not on here. I don't know why. Maybe because it's got corporate sponsors and another radio station tries to own it. But the Three Rivers Arts Festival is happening. And I believe Los Straitjackets is playing at that. And it's kicking off this weekend. And it's going to be an awesome weekend. Yeah, I'm not going to jinx it, because normally it rains during the Three Rivers Arts Festival. But this weekend, it's not going to. And if it does, well, you know what? Reach out to me next week and be like, you're a jerk, Moxter. You actually said you're not going to jinx it, and you jinxed it. That's happening. Down in, like, the cultural district. It used to be down at the Point. I don't go out anymore, so I don't know. I won't be there. Just tell me how it was. I'm afraid of people, which is why I do a radio show for you. In a room that nobody comes to, on a night that nobody hangs out. Anyway, that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the music calendar. Yeah, music. Live music. I've told you of a couple shows. I mentioned Ocean Island. Well, I told you, first, Los Shadows is coming to Arsenal Lanes on the 15th. The Living Street, I'll just tell you the Arsenal because I have it right here in front of me. On this Wednesday, the Living Street is going to be there. They just got off their big tour, and they're like, hey, you know what? Let's go to Arsenal. We'd love that place. And then on the 22nd, Los Shadows, surf band from L.A., they're at Arsenal. And then the 22nd, Oceanography's come in. I played them. And then a band called The Outer Limits, another local surfish rock band from Pittsburgh, making their Arsenal Lanes debut on the 29th, I think it is. How about other shows to know about? Tomorrow is the 4th of June already. Nikki Glaser, who has a show on a cable network, she's doing a couple shows at the Carnegie of Homestead in the Carnegie Music Hall of Homestead, I should say. Stage AE is hosting Bon Iver tomorrow. That's happening. Totally Slow with Frog Legs at the Roboto Project in Garfield. Steve Earle and the Dukes is at Jurgles. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. The Roxy is hosting The Art is Murder on Sunday. Kill Lincoln is playing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Sunday. And Fig is having an album release show with the Prom Queens at the Spirit Lounge in Lawrenceville on Sunday. Grantley Phillips is in town. He's playing the Club Cafe on Tuesday the 7th. The last show I saw before the lockdown of the pandemic was Grantley Phillips, Kristen Hirsch, and John Doe down at the Club Cafe. He always puts on a great show, so I'm just telling you that. Anvil's at the Craft House on Wednesday the 8th. As I mentioned, the Living Street is playing at Arsenal Lanes on the 8th. The Outlaws at Jurgles on the 8th. And we were promised Jetpacks at the Thunderbird on the 8th. Sue Foley is at the Thunderbird on Thursday the 9th. Puddle of Mud at Jurgles on the 10th. The Tuneyards playing Mr. Smalls on Saturday the 11th. Here's a fun story. I was listening to an old Viva La Mock as I was traveling, and it was from 2011, June of 2011, and Panzan had stopped by, and he was talking about Tuneyards, and he said, is it Tuneyards or Tuneyards? And we didn't have an answer, so I went with Tuneyards. And that was 11 years ago. Chick Chick Chick's coming to town. They're playing the Thunderbird on Sunday the 12th. Voivod is at the Craft House with Whorehound on Monday the 13th. I know, I love it. There's great shows coming up, and I can tell you about these great shows. Kristen Hirsch, you know what? I just mentioned last show I saw before the lockdown was Kristen Hirsch, John Doe, and Grantley Phillips. Well, Kristen Hirsch is coming back to town. She's playing the Club Cafe on Thursday the 16th. She's in Throwing Muses, if you do not know that. I'm just going to just tell you that. Green Bailey is playing at the Carnegie Music Hall of Homestead on Saturday the 18th. My Morning Jacket is at Stage AE on the second. Motion City soundtrack at the Roxy Inn on Friday the 24th. Flogging Molly's playing Stage AE on the 26th. The Zombies are at the Carnegie Music Hall in Homestead. Let me give you one last show. One last show. Should I give you the Garbage Show at the Roxy Inn on the 29th, or should I give you the Man Man Show at the Club Cafe on the 28th? How about I give you both of them? Yes. All right, that's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on that, you're in a band or you know someone in a band, send us those details of the show at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music in the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. I should get back into more music, should I not? Should I not? I should. But before I get into that music, I want to remind you that if you've been putting your heart under too much pressure, guess what? That's not a good thing, because uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart can actually just quit whenever it wants. And guess what? Guess what? If it quits, you quit. Done deal. So listen to your heart. Even if it's broken, listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't actually enough, because high blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or even, as I mentioned, death. So get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. If you text pressure to 97779, you can find out more information. This message is brought to you by the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, the WRCT Association, and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock Association. So as the mockster, I've got a mock coming up in, let's call it, I don't know, whenever. We've got a mock coming up soon, within the hour. How about we put it that way? At the top of the hour, look at your clock, and when the little and the big hand, or just the big hand, little hand, I don't know what that's going to do, but the big hand, when that's at the top, that's when I'm going to do this mock. And the mock is that I'm going to celebrate 23 years here at WRCT. So like, Stephanie, when you were, I did the math earlier, so I can say this off the top of my head. When you were 17, the mockster just started here at WRCT, and he was 4. Yeah, I had a higher voice, and I played more novelty songs back then, but over the years, I've evolved into what is now the Viva La Mock radio program. But because of that, I'm celebrating 23 years here at WRCT. And Stephanie, for you, because you recently turned 40, which means you were born in 1982, I am playing music from 1982, and I am digging deep into this time. Like I've pulled a bunch of great songs, and I'm not going to get to all of them. It's going to overflow into like future shows throughout the summer or whenever, because there's some great songs that I'm just like, oh, I got to get to these. But then I get on the mic and I start rambling, and who knows what goes on. But as I was thinking, I was like listening, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a song, and I had to dig it up, and I'm like, I think this came out in 82, and it did. In fact, I think it like even hit the top 20. And then the band went away. Kim Fowley actually produced, I don't know if the whole album, or at least the single. And I remember the single so vividly from the early days of what's called MTV. It was a band called Steel Breeze. Yeah, Steel Breeze was the name of the band. And I figured I'd play that for you. How about some Steel Breeze? Because you know what? You don't want me anymore. Can't get much more 80s than this. This is for you, Stephanie. Happy birthday.
in a bar, making a choice. But no, it was just someone who sounded a lot like I remember you do. 'Cause that's impossible, that's him. That's impossible, that's him. That's impossible, that's impossible. 'Cause you're in New York, but I'm not. You're in Tokyo, but I'm not. You're in Nova Scotia, but I'm not. Yeah, you're everywhere, but I'm not. Yeah, you're everywhere, but I'm not. I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. I thought I felt your touch in my car on my clutch. But I guess it was just someone who felt a lot like impossible, that's impossible, that's impossible, that's impossible. 'Cause you're in New York, but I'm not. You're in Tokyo, but I'm not. You're in Nova Scotia, but I'm not. Yeah, you're everywhere, but I'm not. Yeah, you're everywhere, but I'm not. Yeah, you're everywhere, but I'm not. Nova Scotia.
So let me tell you some fun facts. Fun facts. That's some Golden Earring from their 1982 album Cut, which peaked at number 24 on the Billboard charts. And you're like, oh, Golden Earring, I think I remember that. Or Golden Earring, who had back in the 70s Radar Love. But here's the fun fact I loved about Golden Earring. They're a Dutch band formed back in 1961. They're older than the Beatles. And I want to say they're still active, but according to some sources on the internet, they were active up until last year. How awesome is that? Golden Earring, wrapping up that set of music. Before the Golden Earring, how about Translator doing Everywhere I'm Not. Yeah, that's from their debut album, which was called Heartbeats and Triggers. Mike Rutherford in that set of music. Mike Rutherford, we might know as the guitarist from Genesis. I think it was his second solo album. I think it was. It peaked at a number 145, so it didn't peak very well, but the Mockster bought it back in the 80s, and he enjoyed it. Acting Very Strange from... It was not Genesis-esque. That's why I think I loved it. Title track from the Acting Very Strange album. Still Breeze from, again, 1982, self-titled album. You Don't Want Me Anymore. Did you get the theme? Did you see what I'm doing? I'm playing only songs from albums from 1982 up until we get to the top of the hour, because at the top of the hour, the Mockster is going to celebrate his 23rd anniversary here at WRCT with a 23rd anniversary mock. That's coming up. And I'm wondering, I could make that happen the whole hour. An hour of songs with the name 23 and the name, the word 23, or just 23 in the title. I could make that happen. You know what else I can make happen? I can let you know that if you are thinking, hey, Mockster, you played like Mike Rutherford, and you played like the Golden Earring, can I hear other songs on this radio station that may or may not be some of these classic artists? And the answer is no. Nope, you can't. Unless on a Thursday night you happen to tune in and hear Courts in Session, because WRCT's own rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie hosts a little radio program that happens for 2.5 hours. And it's rock and roll, it's country, and it's soul. But what he does, his niche, is that he takes classic artists that you love, but he plays new music by them. Because they've put out new music. It's not that he just plays new music by them. It's their new music that they put out, and then he plays that for you. Because he wants to know rock and roll is not dead. He's not dead. He's doing this Courts in Session thing, and I think he's got a repeat. I think we repeat it for those old people who can't listen on a Thursday night, like me, the Mockster. Monday's afternoon, he has a repeat of the Courts in Session. All right, let's get back into more music. Let's do that. Let's figure out what that is. Again, I'm highlighting songs from 1982, because Stephanie turned 40 and she was born in 1982. Because I can do the math. It's not a Stephanie mock. It's not a 1982 mock. Those things could happen in the future. I'm just inspired by 1982 and playing songs and albums from 1982, I'm making WRCT the coolest 1982 radio station on a Friday night that you've ever heard. Sing the speed.
If you can little. How's about a British jig and reel? Speaking King's English in quotation. As railhead towns feel the steel mills rust, water froze in the generation. Clear as winter ice, this is your paradise. There ain't no need for ya. There ain't no need for ya. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Wanna join in a chorus of the Amerasian blues when it's Christmas out in Ho Chi Minh City? Kitty say Papa, 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 Papa Sam, take me home. See me got photo, photo, photograph of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam. Of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam. Let me tell you about your blood bamboo kid.
It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice.
Straight to hell, boy.
Go straight to hell, boy.
Go straight to hell, boy.
Go straight to hell, boy.
Oh, Papa Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sam, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama Sam says, wanna play mind craze banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International. Hey, junkie dumb USA, where procaine proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, straight to hell. Can you cough it up loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. There ain't no asylum. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
I can fly you to your loved ones, but I can promise no return to a shell shock godforsaken where the craters still labor. Have a drink on me, have a drink on me. that I hope you understand. Then you're one more hurdle over, a protector of the land. Have a drink on me,
I put you down
to the company. Blue cheese to the blue skin beast,
dip it.
To the blue skin beast,
dip it.
Three cheers to the blue skin bees,
dip it,
dip it. To the blue skin bees,
dip it, dip.
You have this medal, you can even melt it down, or frame it in the living room. Every time you turn around, have a drink on me, have a drink on me. I heard you shout for yesterday, but I was sleeping on the job, and I dreamt of fighters miles away, whose lives I had to rob. Have a drink on me,
I put you down to the company.
Three cheers to the blue skin beast,
dip it.
To the blue skin beast,
dip it.
Three cheers to the blue skin beast,
dip it, dip it.
To the blue skin beast,
dip it.
This metal, you can even melt it down, or frame it in the living room. Every time you turn around, I can fly your loved ones to you with guarantee of no return. And if John Wayne Dummies bounce off, that looks soft when it comes your turn. Have a drink on me,
I put you down to the company.
Three cheers to the blue skin, please
dip it.
To the blue skin, please
dip it.
Cheers to the blue skin beast,
dip it, dip it, dip
it. To the blue skin beast,
dip it.
Then your job.
Gang of Four wrapping up that set of music. I used to always call that song I Love a Man in Uniform, but that was actually a typo on the release of their that album. It's I Love a Man in a Uniform. Wrapping up possibly potentially wrapping up my songs from 1982. Let me tell you a little bit about what you just heard. So I played I Love a Man in Uniform. This first album, actually, Sarah Lee was playing bass on. I got to see Sarah Lee play bass in the B-52s back in, I don't know, in the time from long ago. Songs of the Free came out back in 1982. Also, there was a collection that came out called Another Day, Another Dollar. It's an EP that WRCT has that was from Gang of Four, but it was a collection of some of the singles from the UK. Because you know what? The UK and other countries will release songs and artists and albums before they send it over here. In fact, I was going to play Men at Work's debut album. I was going to play something off of that because it came out in 81 in Australia, but not until 1982 here in the States, but I ran out of time. I did. Before the Gang of Four, how about I just wrap up that set of music? How about the Funboy 3 with a Taint What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. Also, Madness in there. Back to the Rise and Fall of Madness for a Blueskin Beast. Because the album that actually we know that brought us Our House, I think it was just called Madness here in the States. It was actually a compilation of Madness songs that was already released in the UK. Blueskin Beast actually came out, or that Rise and Fall actually came out in 1982. The Clash, Combat Rock, 1982 is when that came out, Straight to Hell. I remember exactly where I was when I heard that album for the very first time. A friend of my sister's was listening to his Walkman, and he had that album on. He had that cassette on, actually, because it was in his Walkman. And he walked over to me, and he goes, "Here, listen to this." And he threw it on my head. And that's the first time I ever heard that album. So Sam Ball, I give you credit for opening my ears to The Clash. English Beat started the entire set, or if you're just in the UK, The Beat. But over here, English Beat from a special beat service gave us I Confess. Again, from 1982, wrapping up songs from 1982 to celebrate Stephanie's birthday, which isn't today. It was a few weeks ago, but she turned 40. So I thought, let's honor that by playing songs from 1982. So I appreciate you listening, Stephanie and Bill and Tom and